Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Bill Wright, National Sprint Car Hall of Fame coordinator, about the Nationals.
Bill, how did the Nationals go this year?
Well, the Nationals went great here at the museum, for sure. You know, we had really good attendance, close to 5,000 people over just the 4 days of the Nationals.
And what do you think brought people out this year?
I think, you know, after the pandemic and everything, I think things are getting back to normal. You know, we're starting to see numbers that are getting close to 2019 when we had the Nationals that year. And I think things are getting back to normal. You know, the track, you know, sold out for the Nationals again on Saturday, and it seemed like the crowds were up a little bit from the past couple seasons, for sure, on Wednesday and Thursday. So, you know, I think part of it is just people are a little more comfortable traveling right now.
And you guys sold out too, right?
Yeah, we sell out every year, really, for as far as tickets go. You know, our suites are sold annually, so they're sold out, and you know, over the winter, usually. But then we sell second floor tickets, first come, first serve basis. We start selling those after the Chili Bowl, and we're sold out every year up there. We sell about 200 tickets up there, so we have about 1,000 people here on our side of the track here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum. So, yeah, it's a full house for sure.
You had a lot of things happen. You had a Corvette, the sweepstakes giveaway.
Yeah, Jeff Bellmeyer from Moline, Illinois, won our 2022 Corvette. You know, he'll be picking that up soon. And then, you know, our new one's kicking off as well. We have a 2023 Corvette Z06 70th anniversary edition that'll be coming. You know, of course, we give the $25,000 as well. And that has a Z07 performance package as well. So kind of like this one. You know, this was one of 1,000. This one's going to be limited edition as well, and more of a race package again with the sports car. So just look for, you know, information from us on how you can get involved with that sweepstakes. And again, we'll be giving that away on Saturday of the Nationals next year. I think it'll be August 12th, right? I think for next year's Saturday of the Nationals. So, you know, we're looking forward to that contest. And the last one did very well for us. Every one of those, it really got us through the pandemic, has been a little more. This one, you know, topped the $1 million, but that's, you have to subtract all the costs that we have to put into that as far as the car itself and mailing lists and all the time and the effort that goes into it. So, you know, people see $1 million up there. A, you know, it isn't that much of a profit. And B, you know, we have 5 buildings here that we have to maintain. So, you know, those expenses are much needed here. We're a nonprofit, so those expenses are much needed. And like I said, that contest has really helped us get through some tough times here the last couple of years.
And what color is the new Corvette?
It looks like it's white. So just looking at it, looks like it's a white one. Saw Ralph Shaheen take a spin in one the other day at Laguna Seca out in California, and that's the car we're going to be having. Are going to be getting here, and I don't have word yet on when it will arrive. I know Jeff Bellmeyer has to pick up the 2022 car. I think he's going to do that next week, so it should be here before long, I would think, depending on how production's going.
And another big event was the auction. That's a yearly happening.
Yes, the auction was big again. Melissa Pennington's our special events coordinator, and she did a great job putting together this auction. You know, there were almost 80 items. Of course, we want to thank everybody who donated to it. A lot of people, you know, come a day or two before the auction and say, here's some more items. And, you know, sometimes we can get them in, sometimes we can't. But we want to thank everybody who donated towards the auction. We had a really successful auction, you know, definitely better than we've had since the pandemic. And we have to go back quite a few years. You know, we had some big items in there. We had a Kyle Larson pedal car. You know, every year we frame the previous Nationals winner, which was Kyle this time, and have tickets from last year's Nationals and the check, not the actual check because he probably cashed that, but, you know, a voided check from the Nationals. And it's usually a cool piece that we frame together, and that always goes big. And then Kenny Jacobs from Ohio, of course, one of our National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees, put together a coffee table. He's a really gifted woodworker. And he thought he'd go with a Blaney theme this year. So Ryan Blaney, Dale Blaney, Dave Blaney. Fire suits were in that table, glass top, wooden table. He had radius rods for the legs of the table. That was pretty cool. And then, of course, we had a picture of Lou Blaney, who's the patriarch of the whole family, in there as well. So That was an item that went big, I think around $12,000. David Goodson from Impact Signs, who's done so much around our area here with the signs and donated our signs here for the museum. But he had some lighted signs that went big as well in this auction. We had a Port Royal Speedway, a Houston Speedway, an Eldora Speedway, and some different lighted signs that he had that went big to different places. So we want to thank David Goodson too, but everybody who donated to the auction, you know, we really appreciate that. And again, like I said, this is a nonprofit, so any of those funds, you know, are much needed here by the museum. We have, you know, 5 buildings to maintain here between us, the Rib Shack, you know, and the other buildings that we have to maintain. So all those funds come in handy.
And how many items this year for the auction?
There were close to 80 items, you know, which is probably getting up to almost too many. But Rick Van Donsler does a really good job. And he got through those items rather quickly. I think, you know, we were done in an hour and a half to 2 hours with that whole auction. So I want to thank Rick for doing that as well.
Thanks to Bill Wright for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKROS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.